When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. DJ Shagru just popped out of the TARDIS. He's ready to go. Tuft and heels. Viggity, viggity, Vic, double verified V, is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. And Esmeralda just stopped spinning and drilled hole number 15 into the traffic hut. And it's Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Get your requests in now. We celebrate funky and R&B and soul music every Friday morning to start your weekend off on a funky note. And get your requests in. DJ Shagru is ready. He's at the turntables. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And Esmeralda, the birthday girl tomorrow, this is your first request, correct?
Yes.
Here we go. Yeah.
If I were you, I'd take a course.
Yeah. Never, ever trust a big butt and a smile. I've done that many, many times. Because I easily...
You learned your lesson?
Yeah, I easily trust big butts. That's something that I immediately trust. You got a big butt, I'm going to trust you. And then add the smile in there. That's it. I've had that done to me many times. Big butt and a smile, and I'm hooked. You went classic there, Esmeralda, for your first one.
I love that song.
Well, it's a fantastic song.
Yeah, yeah.
Was also played on our very first Fly Jams Friday. How long have we been? How many years have we been doing this, Dan? Like three?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you'd have to look up when Hey Dancing the musical was running. I think we've been doing this almost 3 years. Fly. All right, get your Fly Jam requests in, 312-981-7200. Here's one for you, 262 area code, wanted to hear this baby. Yeah, man. You know that song, Esmeralda?
No, what is it?
It's You That I Need by Enchantment.
How many Enchantments are there?
I don't really know. I'm not familiar with that song myself. I'm not familiar with the band Enchantment. But they sound enchanting. Oh, man. All right. Well, here's another one. Dino requested this is a classic. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes. Oh, yeah. And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now. Do you think I can afford to give you my love? Oh, you yeah. Think you're higher than every star above. Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? That is a fly jam. That's Gene Knight. Gene Knight with Mr. Big Stuff. Yeah! By the way, Hey Dancin', the musical, debuted in May of 2014, so we are a month away from our third year anniversary of doing this segment. Man. All right. Let's squeeze one more in here before we break for the news. This is Ryan. Wanted to hear this one. Rolls Royce. That is a jam. A fly, fly, fly jam that's fly with flies on it. All right. We got a break. We got the news coming up and then more Fly Jams Friday. We got some lines open if you want to sneak in. Get your request in for a funky song on a Friday morning. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. News is coming up.
This way, ooh. Yes, and the B wanna get with me, cool, uh-huh. But I'm wicked, G, yeah. Hit skins, but never quickly, right. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the
yeah. You want my ball, here's the hot rod. Welcome back. Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. By the way, we also have a Blackhawks Express that we're going to play back. I won't listen to it.
You know what happened.
I know what happened. Esmeralda, that was your second pick this morning.
Yeah.
And tell everyone.
Another all-time favorite, yeah. Salt and Pepper, Shoop.
That's a great song.
That is my go-to karaoke song.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when I was growing up, when I listened to it, there was a dance that would go along with it.
Did you make up the dance?
Yes, of course.
You made up the Shoop dance?
Well, it was just mimicking everything that was going on in the song.
Oh, so you were just kind of like acting
miming,
out the song?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And the first time I did it, when I did karaoke, the first time I did it, that song, I did the whole song, the dance.
I'm sure you went over like gangbusters.
Very exciting.
Yeah. My favorite, when we used to go years and years and years ago, we used to go to Carol's,
mm-hmm.
Which is still closed. They closed down Carol's,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I used to go there when it was a dive, when it was a true dive bar.
Oh, it was still a dive.
Not really. A lot of hipsters.
I was going where it was really frightening to kind of go in there.
Trust me. When I first started going there in like the mid-90s, you could count two teeth in everybody's mouths. If there were 20 people in there, there were two teeth between the two of them, between the 20 of them.
I probably was there at the tail end of that.
And but they started doing karaoke there on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And we used to go. It's like 17 years ago, 2000, mm-hmm. when I was dating this girl, Helena, and we were living together at the time. And she had this theater company called Barrel of Monkeys, which still exists.
Yeah.
And it was a big thing that we would all go on Thursday nights and do karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dude there, and I think I told you this story. There was a dude who used to, he was there every Thursday.
Yeah.
And he had stonewashed jeans, and he wore those T-shirts with the big wolves.
Yeah.
Wolves and mountains
yeah,
on
before
them.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, and he tucked them into his pants, and he every week would do Wanted Dead or Alive by Jovi, and he would walk up to the stage area. He would take the mic from the VJ guy,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd push the monitor away because he didn't need the damn monitor.
No.
He would push it. It was on wheels, too, and he would just push it away. And everybody, it got to the point where when he got up there and he pushed the monitor, the whole place would go nuts and cheer him.
I wonder if that was just Bon Jovi in a mask.
It could have been Bon Jovi. I bought that guy a lot of beers. Like, he got free drinks after when he finished Wanted Dead or Alive, because he killed it. And he took it very seriously. This was a guy who took it very...
He never deviated?
No. He would do other songs.
Oh, okay.
But his crowning achievement every week,
right?
The highlight of the week, his closer, if you will, was Wanted Dead or Alive. And he would
great.
Get up there and do it. And he took it so serious. Like, this is something, you know, that this guy prepped for every Thursday. It was like the highlight of his week.
That's
and
awesome.
He would just, like, we would, he, all night long, the guy would drink for free.
Amazing.
And then I'd get drunk and go up and do Higher by Creed. I would act that out too. I'd do the whole Jesus pose and
I think you have to kind of just happens when you say sing that.
Yeah. It used to go over, you know, people hate that song. I love it.
Right.
But it used to go over very well.
Well, yeah, you know. The theatrics of it all. People like
That's
it.
That's right. All right. Let's get back real quick here. This is Jesse requested this. I want to know. That's Fly. That's Joe.
Just Joe?
Just Joe, man.
J-O-E or J-O?
J-O-E. Okay. Doesn't have time for a full name because he's too busy being fly and romantic. Right. All right. Fly Jam Bob is here. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
By my calculations, this is week 120 of Fly Jams Friday.
Wow.
119 live by Dan, one pre-recorded by Dan Long, and that includes a couple hosted by Noonan and, of course, Jambone Johnny and the Birthday Girl.
Jambone Johnny. Was that what you called him on Fly Jams Friday?
That was the name he picked.
He picked Jambone Johnny?
Yes.
That's fantastic. All right. Okay, what do you got, Bob?
Well, a few weeks ago around Oscar time, I played the Olympics. You remember Western movies. And I was embarrassed again to learn that one of my favorite songs from the 60s was actually a cover of their second hit. Here's the Rascals with their cover of Good Lovin'.
Go. Oh, the Rascals.
It's pretty much the same song in the same key. They sped it up a little bit and added some more vocal harmonies, but I was amazed to hear the original.
There you go. All right.
Too bad you don't have a Cubs Express. Cubs looking pretty good after that first series. They should have swept them.
I know. I agree.
And they roughed up their new hotshot closer pretty well. They gave that guy over $30 million for 4 years, and he blew his first save.
Yeah,
out of,
yeah, absolutely, and it was one of the strangest series too I've ever seen. The first game, the first game was crazy. The second game, Piscotty's getting hit three times while running around the bases, and then the ball gets stuck on the catcher's gear.
Yeah,
like what the hell is happening? This is it going to be just the most insane baseball season of all time?
And I'm sure none of that pine tar ends up on the baseball.
No.
Grows back.
No.
But Schwarber's look great.
Schwarber looks amazing.
He looks like he's so comfortable.
Yeah. And I like him in the leadoff spot. I like him in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, when he runs, he looks like Babe Ruth. It's amazing.
It's true. All right, Bob. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Take care. All right. Let's try and get one more in here real quick. Here's Pete on WGN. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right. What do you got?
Groove Line by Heatwave. It's
all right.
A funky fly jam.
Yep. Ain't no seats. All we got's dancing feet. One of my favorite songs of all time, Pete.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you, man. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. That is one of the flyest songs of all time. When we did our, Dan, you remember when we did our tribute to Rod Temperton?
Yes.
We played a bunch of Heatwave stuff, and Rod Temperton was a major contributor to the world of fly jams. He wrote Rock With You, the Michael Jackson song, and he worked a lot. He worked with Michael Jackson, wrote a bunch of songs with them, was in Heatwave, was in a couple of other bands, responsible for some of the flyest jams of all time. The great Rod Temperton. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic and a Blackhawks Express, then we'll come back and wrap up Fly Jams Friday right here on WGN. All right, let's get a couple more Fly Jams in. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Go ahead, Roosevelt.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Happy birthday, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go with Change the Glow of Love, which is really Luther Vandross on lead.
All right. As we share our fair talking in the glow of love.
You and love now.
Yeah. Fly. All right, Roosevelt. Thanks, buddy. Fly Jams Friday.
What's the sample on that?
I don't even think that is a sample.
Or what's the, you know, what's it been used in? That little, that dun, dun, sounded very familiar.
Maybe it was sampled by somebody else. You have to do a little investigative work on that.
I'll have to Google it.
Yeah. All right, Bennett, our main man Bennett. Dan, Bennett's got a request. Boy, Bennett is a funk machine. Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean with Slide. Wow. He's the funkiest producer of shows in the... No, well, DJ Shagru is on another level.
Oh, that's true. He's out of this world.
Yeah. He's the funkiest producer of business-related shows at the station. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Happy birthday, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Enjoy. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of horns running around. Aries and Taurus are going to be out and about. As you know, my late mother and father are both Aries, both in April, and my son is today.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday. All right, what do you got, Patrick?
I got a song that was a staple hit of the Hot Mix 5. Farley played it a lot. Ralphie and Kenny Jason played it a lot. And it was also used to great comic effect in Shaun of the Dead. Man Parrish, Hip Hop, Bebop, Don't Stop.
Yeah. Don't stop, hip-hop, bebop.
Wait, is this when he goes home and they're listening to the records?
Yeah, it's when they're and the roommate comes down. Yeah. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Doesn't he shatter the record and Simon Pegg goes, that was the first album I ever bought.
No, that's when he throws the record at the zombie.
Yeah.
What record did he throw at the zombie?
The first album I ever bought. I'm trying to remember what it was, but I know they throw the soundtrack to Batman. it was the second record. He says it's the second record I ever bought.
So, right.
Yeah. All right, Patrick, I got to run, but thanks, man.
All right, have a great week.
All right, you
enjoy
too.
Your birthday, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Here we go. Let's talk to Steve Grzanich and find out what's happening on the opening bell. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management. We're going to do our weekly portfolio check, talk a little bit about the economy as well. And we're also going to check in with the Rixini's we do every Friday, maybe find you some cheap airfare to get away for the weekend. It's all coming up next right here on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Have a good weekend. Well, Esmeralda, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Have a great one and enjoy Rum Village.
I will. I'll try.
And you should go to Rum Village wearing your mermaid tail.
I might, and I'll float around. Yeah. It is rum, so it's tropical.
That's exactly right.
People might think I'm some sort of sponsor for something.
Yeah.